Welcome to Nafim Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'ariv Daf Lamed Aleph and the Ohr Zvador edition. Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Dalet. Says the Gemara on the top of the Amud. Omar Yeshua ben Kavasoi. Kol Yomaya Isi Koyre HaPosuk Hazeh. My entire life, I would read the following Pasuk, or learn the following Pasuk, and not understand exactly what it means. It says in the Pasuk, V'yizo HaTor HaLatomeh. The Torah will sprinkle blood on the Tomeh. Torah echad moze al tome echad. Mashra, one Torah, can sprinkle one tome. But not more. I would think that only one Torah can be mazeh and one tome. But you can't sprinkle multiple tomeh. Until I found and learned in for the Mishnah that refers to Yitzorah Shal Yavneh, which is a Mishnah Meseres Machshirin. And there it says that if you have a Yitzor, you have a storage place, we're going to put the fruits in it. And one Jew put his fruit in it. So obviously, the majority of fruits belongs to a goy. And only there's only one Yisrael, a very small minority, that belongs to the Jew. So if it would be 100% goyim, you would say it's vaday chayiv and trubas amaisers. You for sure are obligated to do trubas amaisers, at least with the rabbanon, as we'll see soon. But it's not, there's no tzad, there's no, we don't have even a havam, you know, that a goy went and did trubas amaisers. But the fruits of a Jew, we assume it's okay. Now that you have a mix-up, and even though the majority belongs to a goy, and only one small fruit belongs to the Jew, we say the entire thing became, instead of a vaday, became a demai. It's a suffix. So that's what the Gemara says. So look at the Gemara again. We talk about it, Tzor Shel Yavneh. This is the Mishnah in Machshir. It says over there, afilu kulay goy, even though the entire storage belongs to a goy. V'yisrael echad matil toichoy. And one Yisrael put in their fruits, demai. So meaning what? The one Yisrael who's doing the deposit of his fruits, even though it's such a small minority, it saves the entire storage from being a vaday and turning it to be a demai. Hadom, this teaches you, shetor echad mozel kamat meim. You see, the one small amount can save a very large amount. So one Torah can be mazel many tmeim. Obviously, it's not an exact comparison. It's just a dugma be'alma. It's a mashal that something small, one can go and spread tahara for many. So also, b'hazal, one person could sprinkle blood on many tmeim. Now the Gemara takes that and brings it back to our sugya. V'taninon etzal anoichi kepiroisov. Look at our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says that if a person gave fruits to a goy, so we assume the goy exchanged them, and it's 100%, according to Chachamim, vaday. You don't say it's a demai. So why there, when you have a vast majority of goyish fruits and only a small amount of Jewish fruits, that makes everything demai? And by us, we say that if you deposit by a goy, you assume 100% that the goy exchanged the whole thing. Omar Blazer, Chachamim Shem Bishitas, we're going to use Reb Chaim's Girso, Chachamim Shem Bishitas Reb Shimon. That Mishnah over there doesn't go like Chachamim over here. Chachami here hold that's a vaday. But Reb Shimon in our Mishnah says that when you deposit by a goy, it's not a vaday, it's a sofik. And that Mishnah over there goes like Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Chachami Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Chachami agree, it's even Chachami that here are more machmir, there they're more makel, there they're more lenient. Bon kemei matam. So they ask them, what's the reason that there they're more makel, they're more lenient by us? When you become older, I will teach you. I'm not going to tell you the answer right now. In other words, he's trying to avoid saying the answer. So says the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph on base. Now we have here a gear. So the first sentence here in the Gemara, many of the Mefarshim erase this gear. So we'll just mention it, but we will read it because it's printed here in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to go back to it in a moment. Mava Meimer Loin, what would he say to them? How would he explain it? Meaning, Meiser Bisman Azeh is their Rabbanon. So Meiser Bisman Azeh, they're more Mekel. And in some places, Rabbanon sought to be Mekel, like in the case of the big Oitzer, the big storage house. And in our Mishnah, Rabbanon sought not to be Mekel. They didn't think it's the right thing to be Mekel when you exchange, when you give the fruits to the Goy, because maybe he exchanged it. So he didn't want to come and say the reason. And the Goy is going to explain now why they don't now want to say the reason. So the Goy says, Shmuel bar Abba boy, nichel ataharus loy omer loy impregel ataharus. So as Reb Chaim points out, we speak about Yerushalmi Meseches Trumos. The Dei Rabbi Yochanan said two things: one regarding taharus, and one regarding kachim. And in both cases, he did not want to give the reasoning to the people that asked him the question. Why not? So he said like this, by Taharis, they wouldn't tell them, because they didn't want people to be mezals on Taharis. If you give them the reason, people will follow the reason, be able to be more lenient by Taharis. Now we're using the Girsa of Reb Chaim. By Kotchim, we also didn't want to give them the right reason, because they didn't come to be too lenient by Kotchim. Says the Gemara, the Meisers, so why by Meisers they didn't tell them? Going back repeating what we just said, that's why some take away the gears in the beginning. What would be the reason by Meisers? Because you want to say the Meisers are Rabbanon. So really it's the same reason. If he's going to tell them that's the reason, because Meisers is only Rabbanon, people will be more lenient by Meisers and won't take it too seriously. So then we didn't give them the reason. He just told them there's a reason why Chachamim will make it in some places, and I can't tell you why. When you get older, I'll tell you, according to what the Gemara tells us. Okay, now going back to the Mishnah, we found the Machlekes Chachamim Rab Shimon, when a person that passed by a goy, do you assume that the goy has changed it, and you mail it's a vadai, or it's a suffix if a goy changed it, and then it's only d'mai. So says the Gemara, V'yimri Abchir B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Moidi Rab Shimon Shu Mafrish Ma'asoysov Me'alocha. Even though Rab Shimon says that it's only d'mai, it still says you have to take out the Tumas of Isis and give it to a coin. You can't give it by you. According to this, as the Gemara, so what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon? They both agree that the Jew has to take out the Truma Samaritans and give it to the Kohen and to the Levi. So what's the difference between them if you call it Dumai or Vadai? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon and Mafish v'noi tel domi min ha-shevet. Rabbanon and Mafish v'noi tel domi min ha-shevet. Yes, Rabbi Shimon also agrees you have to take it out, but he holds that he could get money for it. He can sell the trumos to the koyin and ask the koyin to pay for it, take money for it. According to Rabbanon, it's a vadai, he must give it to the koyin for free, like any other trumos and maestros. So ask the Gemara, but here, of course, by a goy, we hold that the trumos and maestros of a goy is the Rabbanon. And if so, it's similar to any other Rabbanon. What do we know in other Rabbanon? What's another example of trumos and maestros of Rabbanon? Chumas Sumaisa that you take out in Chutzlarts, out of Eretz Yisrael, in the original generations, they used to do Chumas Sumaisas and Chutzlarts. The Chumas Sumaisas and Chutzlarts, can you take money from the Kohen and the Levi? The answer is yes. And that's what Gemara says. I feel with Chumas Chutzlarts, Eina Ela Chumas Chutzlarts, Shem Eina Tel Domi Mina Shevet. And Chumas Chutzlarts, can you take money from the Shevet, meaning from the Kohen and from the Levi? The answer is yes. So why over here should it be different? Why here Chachamim should say that you can't take money from the Shevet? So says the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, you're right. Really, Chachamim hold that you could take money from the Shevet over here as well. And Reb Shimon says you do not have to take Chumas Samaritans and give it to the Kohen at all. You can keep it by you. Because it's only Admai, so you can keep it by you. And that's the words of the Gemara. Dima likar tivloi shelgoya itamaris. In other words, the Machlekes says, is it considered to be Tevel or not? Chachamim say it is Tevel, you have to be Mafish, give it to the Shevet, and you can take money for it. And according to Bashir, you know how to be mafish it because it's only a suffix. So what is, where do we say that Reb Shimon says you can take money from the Shevet? What are we talking about? So at the beginning of the time, you're talking about a different Mishnah. It says, Reb Yudov Reb Shimon Oimrim, Yesh Kinyan Legoy Beretz Yisrael, Lefoy Chomina Maisres. The discussion is, when a guy owns a land in Eretz Yisrael, does he exclude the fruits of the land from Chumas Maisres? Does he take away the obligation? So Reb Yudov Reb Shimon say, yes. A guy who owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits that grow there are not chayv midoraisa and trumas umaisas. Says the Gemara, lay on this thing of Yirmiyah Reb Chiya B'Shev Yechanon, Moide Reb Shimon Shu Mafrish Maisoisov Mehalocho. Even though Reb Shimon holds the midoraisa, there's no obligation of trumas umaisas, but it's a din derabanon to be mafrish trumas umaisas. And therefore, Reb Shimon agrees that fruits that grow of a guy that grow in Eretz Yisrael need to be mafrish trumas umaisas. That's in that case. But in the case of a suffix, I'm not sure if they're going to exchange it or not. In that case, Reb Shimon says that there's no din afrosha, and because it's only a suffix. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai, Daf Lamed Aleph.